So today my audio is going to be a bit different. It's going to be a story time, an actual story, a true story about me, obviously. One of my favorite GWA voice actors posted one, and I like the idea, so I wanted to do one of my own, so here we are. So also, like, disclaimer or like whatever, I'm still like, I feel like I still sound like a bit nervous and like shy when I like speak, and it's weird because like I'm not shy like in real life like at all, like I'm normal, like I don't have like, I don't know, I'm just like, I'm not shy. But I feel like when I record I get like a little rambly, and I apologize. I'm working on it and I will do better, so thank you for being here during this time. But yeah, let's get into the audio. So this was many years ago. It was summer. Oh my god, it was summer. I miss summer. It was like really warm. Me and a couple friends were like driving around. We were like, we wanted to party or like, you know, do something fun, like cause trouble. And one of my girlfriends, an actual girl who was a friend, just a friend, she's like, hey, like so and so, like they're having this bonfire, like we should go. And we're like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's go. So we go to the bonfire, and like the sun's going down, it's like super warm still, like we're all wearing like, you know, shorts and like tank tops and stuff. And there's music, and like, you know, we start drinking a bit, and then we're sitting there, and some more people show up, and she's like, oh my god, because this girl shows up, and the girl is like, she's so pretty, she's like so pretty. Let's see, we'll call her Jessica. Jessica is a bit taller than me, kind of curvy. She has like super black hair, and she has like really pretty eyes and like super puffy lips. And she didn't really wear makeup, but she was really pretty. And my friend goes, oh, I didn't even introduce my friend. I'm such a terrible storyteller. The girlfriend that I ended up going with, we'll call her Anna. Anna's like, oh, she's like, I've like kissed her before, I've like hooked up with her before. She was like, she's always like on and off with her girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, like I wonder if her girlfriend's gonna show up. She's like, I don't know if she like told her girlfriend like that we had a thing. She was like, I don't want it to like be like a big thing like at the party. But it ended up just being her. Her girlfriend wasn't there, or if ex-girlfriend, I don't know if they were together at that moment in time. But yeah, so anyway, we're all partying, like me and Anna are like hanging out. Eventually Jessica like comes to sit by us, and like I introduce myself. I said, hey, I'm honey underscore NSFW, nice to meet you. And I don't know, we you know, we're just like drinking and like having fun and dancing. And she was like, she was really sweet. She was just really nice. She was like, oh, like, what do you do? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, you know, I'm just like working and stuff right now, like, blah. And she actually, like, knew, like, one of my cousins, like, went to school with him. And I was like, oh, because she, was, well, I guess is, she was like 5 or 6 years older than me. So she was a bit older. Anna drifts off eventually, and, like, it's just me and her. We're just drinking, and she was, like, kind of like leaning her arm against me, and like, you know, it felt a little touchy, but also I was like, we're drunk and like we're girls, like I don't know, I don't think it's much. And at one point towards later in the night, she's like, will you go with me to my car to like get my charger? And I was like, yes, of course, like I don't want you to be like stolen like at the party or like anything weird. Yeah, I'll go with you to your car. And we get in her car, and like immediately, like I smell her perfume. I always remember this perfume. I think it was like something French, because she like told me what it was once, and I couldn't pronounce it, and so I forgot. But even to this day, like once or twice a year, I'll walk by like a woman, and she'll like have this perfume on, and it'll just remind me of like Jessica. It was like, I can't even like, it smelled like amber, like smoke, but like not like in a fiery, like a fiery way, but it smelled like super intense. And every time like I smell it, I always think about her and the woman like wearing it. Like I always like picture them for a second, like what it would be like to kiss them. I don't know if that's like weird, but like that's what the smell reminds me of. But we're in the car, and like I smell her perfume, and I'm like, oh my god, this smells so pretty. And like we get in the car, and like she like turns it on, and I'm like, oh, okay. She like turns some music on. She's like, we can just like, we'll just like sit in here for a minute. She's like, and I was like, oh yeah, like where's your charger? You can like charge your phone, like while we chill. And she's like, I didn't come in here to like, I didn't like need my charger. And I was like, and I was just like looking at her and like probably like smiling because I'm probably like, then why the fuck are we in your car? And she's like, I just wanted to talk to you. And I was like, and I was so stupid back then, like even though that I knew she had like hooked up with my friend and you know, she was bisexual, I was just like, oh, so like you just wanted to hang out with me? Like, yes. But no, she's like, yeah, I just like wanted to hang out with you. She's like, I think you're like really pretty. And I was like, oh, because I thought she was really pretty as well. And like, I had kissed girls before, but like, I had never been like super like sexually like attracted to like a woman before, you know, like the way that I am with men. That's different now. I do love women as much as I love men now. But back then, it didn't really cross my mind, you know. That she would like, that anybody would really, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It didn't really cross my mind that like some girl would just be like, hey, and like pull the moves on me, you know? So she's like looking at me and I like lean towards her and she's like, can I give you a kiss? And I was like in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I was like, my friends like kissed her. I was like, I don't even know if this girl like has a girlfriend or like whatever. And I was like a million thoughts at once. But then also I was like super drunk and she was pretty and her lips were like, so puffy, like they were like so like I remember I wanted to like bite them, but I was like yeah, you can kiss me. And like she leaned forward and she like put her hand on my cheek and she like kissed me. And I feel like women kiss differently, like it's more soft. I don't know how to explain it. It was like soft, like, but she like deepened the kiss like really quick, so like it wasn't as soft, and it was just like a crazy feeling. And she was like, I'm like, oh my God, sorry, I'm like thinking about it. But she's like kissing me, and she's like sucking like on my top lip like with her lips, and I was like, oh my God, in my head. So like I start like really kissing her back, like, you know. And I start like sucking on her tongue, kind of like by her lips a little bit. And by this time, her like hands are like in my hair, and we're just like kissing. And I was probably like, you know, those noises like you make when you like kiss somebody, they're almost like moans, like you know, like when they're like kissing you like deeper and deeper, kind of like how like when someone's fucking you, like when they like every time they like thrust into you like make a little noise. It was kind of like that every time like we kissed like harder and harder. And I think I was like moaning. She's like kissing me. I remember she kissed like down my neck and she's like sucking on my neck and like she's giving me hickeys, like, and it feels so good. And then she like kisses up again and starts kissing me and she like rubs her hand on my chest. And I was just like, I don't know how long. I think we were gone for like 20 minutes or half an hour of us just like kissing. During the time, I didn't really like touch like her back as much. I was kind of just like rub, like you know, rubbing her neck and like my hands were in her hair, but her hands were like all over me, like all over my chest because I was wearing a tank top and just like a sports bra. And I remember she like was rubbing her hand on my chest. And like it just felt so good. And she was like pinching my nipples and like kissing me, and it was just like I don't know. It was so like soft, but like it wasn't because she was just was like pulling me and like touching me and like I felt like she was just like sucking me when she was like kissing me, and it just felt so good. And I remember we stopped, I think, because like somebody pulled up next to us, and I remember like feeling like so like breathless. And I like flipped down, like she rolled down the window and started talking because I somebody she knew were like, you know, whatever. And I flipped down like the mirror on top and like the lights, you know, like with the little mirror. And my lipstick was like smeared because I was wearing red lipstick. And I just looked so like my eyes just like looked so bright and I just looked so surprised. And I don't know. I just still remember it like so vividly. She ends up like talking to them, and then I flip the mirror up, and I'm like, oh my God, I just made out with like my friend's like fling or like whatever. And I was like, oh my God, like, I was like, obviously, like, clearly I'm drunk, like, I need to like go sit in the corner. So she's talking, and I like make my escape from the car. the bonfire was like at like my friend's house, like a little bit, like you know, in the backyard. So like I go inside, like splash some water on my face, and I remember like looking in the mirror, and I was like, I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but like after you kiss somebody and it's like it's different or like super intense, I was just like rubbing my like lip lips and just like looking in the mirror, and I was like, I can't believe I just like, I was like, I've never like been kissed by a girl like that before. I drink some water, snap out of it a little bit, go back to the bonfire. My friend is like, hey, where were you? And I was like, I literally was just like started like pouring out. I was like, I was with Jessica in the car. We went to go get a charger and she kissed me. And she was like, what? And she's like laughing. And she's like, oh my God. And I was like, are you mad? And she was like super drunk. And she was like, no. She was like, we're just like, she was like, you know, it's just like fun. And she had also been like super interested in this guy at the time. So thankfully she like wasn't mad at me. It wasn't like a big thing, even though I still feel a bit guilty about it to this day. yeah, we just like kept, you know, drinking and like hanging out. Jessica came to sit by us a bit. We didn't like really touch or like anything anymore, but we were kind of like smiling at each other the rest of the night. and she took us home that night, and like the pussy I am, I asked to be the first one taken home because I needed to be alone with my thoughts and think about life. but I remember I sat in the front with her. I don't know if you've ever heard the song like 3005, like with Childish Gambino. I remember I was sitting in the front, so I played that. I just kept playing that song. It was like a vibe. I get home, and my friend gave her my phone number, so she like texts me. I didn't see it till the next morning when I woke up. I'm like slightly hungover, and I'm like, I don't know, I just feel like really excited and kind of like, I don't know, do you ever wake up and you're like kind of horny, like you can like feel it in your legs? I kind of felt like that. so she texts me and she's just like, hey, like it was like nice hanging out. She was like, I'm sorry if I kind of like attacked you a bit, like blah blah blah. And I was just like, no, it's fine. I was like I heard you had a girlfriend. And she was like, we're not together right now, like, you know, blah blah blah. And mind you, she was a little bit older than me, like 5 or 6 years older than me. And I was like, first woman I ever like did anything with, so I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing. And she was like, yeah, and I'm like, no, we're not together, like it's not that serious. And me being like just really young and just like I had fun, I was like, okay, cool. And she was just like, yeah, like we should hang out more, like, you know, blah blah blah. And we kind of did. We hung out a bit more that summer. The next time we hung out, a couple days later, however many, we're out again, like just hanging out at a friend's house, like, you know, listening to music, like partying. And she's like sitting next to me like the whole night, and I remember she was just like rubbing her hand, like, you know, between my legs. I always remember because that night I was wearing, this was when like colorful skinny jeans were like super popular, because I was wearing red skinny jeans that were like cherry red, like they were super bright. And I always remember her hand, she was like rubbing, like, you know, like, you know, if like you're with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, like just like touching me, just like rubbing my legs and like my arms. And we were just like super close the whole night. We didn't kiss in front of anybody or anything, but I think that made it better because we were just like smiling at each other, like, you know, sharing drinks, like blah blah. I drank a bit more than her though, because she was our driver. And I remember we left because I was like, can you take me home? I was like, I just want to go home. And she was like, yeah, I'll take you. She's like, I can come back for everybody like later or whatever. And she's taking me home. We like park in like my driveway. And she's like, do you want to sit in the back and like talk for a bit? And I was like, yeah, we can do that. And like we get in the back, and there's, I can't remember which song was playing. It's like a super old song. That song ended up playing on repeat. But I had a drink with me, and I remember finishing it, and we were just like kissing, and I was like finishing my drink, and she was just like, she was like looking at my neck, and she was like, oh, I gave you a couple of hickeys, but like don't worry, they're like really down low, because they were like super, you couldn't really see them unless you like pulled my shirt down. And she was like teasing me and like touching them and just being like, do you want more, and like that. And I was like, yeah. And we were just like, I've never kissed somebody for like so long. I think she knew that I was like shy and kind of nervous, so she didn't really like touch me yet. So we started off slow. She was like kissing me, and her lips, like, I still think about her lips like to this day. They were just like so puffy, like, and just like pillowy. She was just like kissing me and like rubbing my chest. And she, the first night she like was just rubbing like outside of my shirt. And this night she was like, I was wearing a sweater. She like unzipped it and like I wasn't wearing a bra, I was just wearing a tank top. She like unzipped it and like pulled, like, you know, like pulled my boobs like up and was just like rubbing them. And it felt so good. And I was like kind of drunk. Well, I was pretty drunk, but it just felt so good. She was just like rubbing me. And she was kissing me, and she like took her hand, like on my jeans. But I was wearing jeans, so I couldn't really like, you know, I couldn't really feel it. And I was like making noises, like. And she was like, "It's okay, I'll just kiss you." And I blacked out. I don't know. It probably wasn't that long. I don't even like to this day. Like I don't know. I never really asked her about it. But I blacked out, and then I remember, I like come to, and I like open my eyes, and like I'm laying down in the back seat, my legs are spread, and I realize she's between my legs. But the first thing I always remember is my shoes are off and I had one sock on. My right foot was missing a sock because I remember my foot was cold, and I was like looking up in the car, and I was like, where was I? Where? I always remember asking, where's my sock? And she was like, huh? And I realized she's eating me out. And I've never had a girl like eat me out before. I hadn't even let that many guys like go, maybe like I think like I let like two guys go down on me before, and they hadn't ever like made me come. But I realized she's going down on me, and I'm like, I thought it was like super, like it was super hot to me, like but like I don't know if a lot of people would like being woken up to with another woman going down on them, but like. I was super into it. So I wake up and she's like between my legs. And she's like, I don't even know how to explain it because like I've never gone down on a girl. Like, you know, I've seen it in porn and stuff. But it's like she was just like, she was, it was intense. I think she was like, I think she like had her fingers like on top of my pussy, like stretched up. Like, you know, like by my clit, and then her tongue was just like, oh my God, her tongue was just like rubbing. She was doing different things. She was like rubbing like a little bit, like her tongue, and then she would like suck a little bit. And I remember I was just like, I thought I was, it was just felt so good. And I was like just laying there, and I was probably like moaning and like making all these little noises, and it just felt so fucking good. And oh my God, sorry. And she was just like, she was really sweet. And she was like, does it feel good? Like, do you like that? Like, have you ever had a girl like eat your pussy before? And she was just like, baby. And I was just like, oh, I think I was like grinding my hips too. And it felt so good. And I don't think it had even been that long. Maybe she did it for like, not that long, like 8 or 10 minutes after I'd woken up. And it just felt so fucking good. Like, it felt so good. But like I started to realize, I was like, I don't think I can come, 'cause I was so drunk. And she's like going down on me, and I'm like, I don't think I can come. I was like, I'm so drunk. And she starts laughing, and like she stops. She like looks up at me, and you know, there's only like moonlight like for our lights. Like we're parked in like my fucking like driveway, all the lights are off. And her mouth was like, her lips like glistened. And I'm just like, I don't know, I just like started laughing because it was so funny because I'm like drunk and I come to and this like beautiful girl that like I kind of stole but like didn't steal from my friend is like fucking eating me out. And she's like laughing too. And I'm like, where's my sock? And she's like, I don't know, I'll get it for you. So like she gets out and I'm like, where am I? Like, I know. I like scramble to like put my clothes on. And I get back in the car and she's like sitting there. And she kissed me, and I like tasted myself, like actually like tasted myself, and I was like, I tasted so good. I don't know. I think it just like it made me more horny, even though like I don't know. It made me more horny, even though I couldn't come. So I don't know. We like kissed a bit more. Like I sucked her tongue. She sucked my tongue, and that was it for that night. She was really sweet. And I still think about her a lot. We hung out a little bit, a couple more times after that. But I still, like, that was the first time that I count in my head as, like, hooking up with a girl. And I still think about it to this day, clearly, since I I don't know, thinking about it now, just like, it's a good memory. And I'm glad I could share it with you guys. But yeah, let me know how you like this audio. Maybe I'll do some more story times. Thank you for listening.